So this is a kind of compilation, sort of detest fest of sorts. Not a year in review. No, not yet. Not yet. There's a lot going on, but it's just me just rambling on about just old guys getting their Winnebagos and clogging up commuter traffic, you know, or watching the same way that like Caltrans workers, road workers decide they just need to start doing road work during commuter traffic, you know? You know, it's like a John Coltrane song, you know? These are a few of my favorite things. Old guys in New Balance getting in their Winnebagos and pulling out into 3 o'clock traffic on a Wednesday when it's raining. All that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So what's up? So, this is just a hodgepodge episode. So just a fun one, little rant, nothing to be too worked up about. I don't know, getting away from topical stuff, but I was, this is more just kind of, like I said, just kind of a series of random thoughts and just stuff that bugs you, you know, stuff that you kind of, I don't know, maybe you've been shelving for a better portion of the year and you're just like, huh, you look back on, or just random thoughts. Like I was driving on the highway and I swear I haven't seen a Rolls Royce in forever. And I don't know what was going on with this one, but this guy was tooling down the highway and it was a pretty clean Rolls, you know, it was like, but it's like, oh, and it had Nevada plate. It had a blue Nevada plate. And then the license said state all in capital letters. So I don't know what's going on with that. Is that like a state vehicle? And if so, why is it in a Rolls Royce? Rolls Royce, do they still have the cachet that they used to or what? Like, are they one of those kind of auto companies that are just like, fuck all this electric car nonsense? Like, yeah, I haven't heard or seen anything in regard to like an electric Rolls Royce. They're just like on another planet, you know? They're just like, hey man, we're Rolls Royce. Like, fuck you, you know? Like, nobody, and I don't know. I don't think people that want to own a Rolls Royce or currently own a Rolls Royce give a fuck about electric vehicles. Nor should they have to, but it's just like, I don't know. And then I was kicking around, like before I got on the highway, I was talking to the security guy at Mather over there, Kyler. And we were rambling on about something. He goes, you should call your doll. I carry my little dolly around with me. He goes, you should call your dolly Dolly Parton. I'm like, that's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant. Or just Parton, you know? Just call it Parton. But that, I don't know. I'll call it Dolly Parton, but it's spelled, you know, with I-E. I don't know. But then it opened up an avenue for the discussion topic. Is there a man, woman, or child alive who doesn't know who Dolly Parton is? And because she's like 80 years old now, man, and she's like, she just came out with an album, right? And I don't know, just people in the public figures just fascinate me sometimes, you know? Like last episode, I'm just like rambling about Ted Knight. Like, fuck, what the fuck, Ted Knight? R.I.P., by the way. But yeah, Dolly, she's a national institution. There's not one person, like, you know, everything is so politicized now, whether it's the car you drive, you know, or the movie that you see, the book you read, the magazine, the car, whatever. But I think that, unless I'm missing some part of the cultural zeitgeist, I don't think that there's anybody that has a bad thing to say about Dolly Parton, knowing full well she's from the South, which are just big targets for, you know, liberal thought to kind of, that's a sweet spot. That's like a softball pitch. You know, you get a Southern target like that, you can crack on them about their country music and shit like that. And, cause like, is it like, it's just an easy, like, like that podcast I was talking about last episode with Chris Williamson talking to, Whitney Cummings. They're like, yeah, what do you, you know, what's the worst that could happen listening to country music? You know, you just get a DUI in a lifted truck or something, like, you know, it's like, it's a simple, easy topic. And it's like, it seems as though it's like a birthright of sort to have to back Trump or something if you're Southern, you know, or from the South or leaning that way. If you're just kind of, I don't know, whatever. But Dolly Parton, knowing full well she's very, very Southern. Although she's kind of like Willie Nelson in a way, you know? Like, they're kind of Southern icons, but at the same time, like, they're fucking amazing, great songwriters. They kind of span different genres, you know? Like, not all Dolly's stuff was kind of country or bluegrass or anything like that, you know? Nor was Willie Nelson, I don't think. I mean, it kind of bridged a lot of genres, so to speak. Like, I am not a country music guy. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But I know On the Road Again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I just can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. You know, why do I know that song? I don't listen to country music, you know? I come from, like, the generation that grew up, like, on just regular radio airwaves where they would play, like, on the same station, you would have, like, Elton John, ELO, Kenny Rogers, Juice Newton, and Glenn Campbell, and Earth, Wind & Fire, you know? Or, you know, something. Just, you're just like, yeah, that's music, right? Back when it was like really, like, there wasn't any, I don't know, is it me or did there, just didn't seem to used to be any bad music back then. Like, now it's like a kind of a take on a sample that, like, there's just nothing original anymore. But I digress. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm just kind of, I think maybe I'm kind of exercising a lot of, like, the little dust bunnies in my psyche right now. I'm just kind of getting at, like, you know, like, the whole thing about people driving around now with antlers on their cars. You know what I mean? Like, on that they mount in their driver and passenger window. And then some even put, like, a red little ball on their grill. I'm like, bro, I still know you're a car. You haven't fooled me, you know? But it's like, yeah, it's kind of, it's almost like discouraging, and it weighs on, in the morning when you're kind of streaming through your news cycle on your phone or whatever, and I saw, like, Outside Magazine, which is typically like a, if I had to guess, was I would say it probably leans liberal. Had an expose or a little clip on the Cybertruck going up a snowy hill, and then it was their Instagram. That's what it was. They had a little reel on the Cybertruck going up a snowy hill and just losing traction. And everyone climbs out of the woodwork to just jump on the pile, right? Because everyone hates Elon, right? Like, that fucking, you know, that guy gets a lot of flack. And some of it deservedly so. I mean, he's kind of a wild one. He's got the Asperger autistic kind of triumvirate kind of basket case psycho genius boy going. And he's a troll, that's for sure. But, bro, I mean, dude. Okay, so any of you motherfuckers who are shitting on him, as soon as you start a car company from scratch and reignite the space industry, let me know, right? I got you. Okay. Like, I give that guy a wide berth, because, man, you go through what the fuck, like, I was, like I said, I'm listening to his biography on audiobook. This guy is, like, reading it, like, it's not a sanctioned audiobook. Like, it's not in the audiobook section of your phone. It's just a dude on YouTube reading the book, and he takes a lot of breaks, and he doesn't edit. But you get to watch the bathroom breaks, hear the bathroom breaks. He's reading, I've listened to the first 53 chapters, man, and this is 12 hours of reading. Like, that's hardcore, but I think his tongue is, like, inflating in his mouth from lack of proper hydration or something. But in the book, though, we talked about back in the, what it was, about 2018, I think it was, when he had a deal in place as the CEO of Tesla that if they hit 5,000 cars a month, that he would stand to make his first $100 billion. But if he didn't, he'd get nothing. So this motherfucker, like, went to work, like, because the current capacity, I think, that he had, like, in Fremont at the plant that he took over from Toyota couldn't even come close. I mean, it was only like 2,000, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000. So he's like, fuck it. He went to, like, an airplane hangar somewhere, or big long runway of sorts that housed airplanes and stuff like that. And he rolled out and created an assembly line on the tarmac and hit 5,000 cars. Just went balls to the wall. And that's, like, fucking, I give that guy a wide berth. Like, because now Outside Magazine, who just is looking to, I guess, cap on him, you know, dunk on him, showing his Cybertruck, which has a 4-year wait list, by the way. I don't know of anything that Ford or Chevy or Dodge has made that's got a 4-year wait list that I'm aware of. Matter of fact, and so you watch it in a video with road tires spinning out on snow that's turned to ice, which most vehicles wouldn't make that ascent. It's like, you guys are really reaching, huh? You guys are really looking for anything to get this guy, right? But yeah, like I said, there's no four-year wait list for fucking shit. And it's American car. Like, why don't you back an American-made car? Like, that's an American-made car. You know, that's an original concept from America. Just like jazz, just like the blues, right? Getting back to bluegrass and the origins of rock and roll, man. It's like that's an original thing, you know. So I don't know. It's a bunch of fucking yuppies sitting in their cubicles, you know, drinking some shitty coffee, wearing a bad sweater, and chiming in their mind-numbingly boring I Watch Jimmy Kimmel at Night fucking dialogue with this cubicle fucking butt buddy, right? Oh, look at the Cybertruck. Anyway, whatever, I'm not, who cares? I mean, when you look back, like, the last, oh god, what is the last vehicle other than a Tesla that there's been, like, this huge demand and wait list for, right? Was it, like, the PT Cruiser? And if so, I don't know. I remember there being a big fervor of the PT Cruiser. And I remember there being a $4,995 markup on that car when they were selling it at Central Valley Dodge. And people were paying it. And $5,000 over MSRP. $5,000 alone is $100 a payment.
And those things booked out really bad. You lost pretty much everything when you drove off the lot in those things. And now you're also upside down an extra $5,000, you dumb son of a bitch. So all those shitty little houses you drive by up in the foothills that they've got like pine needles on top of like their outdoor refrigerators and a fucking house that's kind of like starting to kind of cave in a little. There's always a PT Cruiser kind of wedged in that scenario somewhere. So anyway, moving on. So yeah, this is my detest fest. And let's see, I've been making some random notes. I just texted myself here. Much like Festivus, I got a bone to pick with you people, right? my year end grievances. Not a year in review. There's plenty of that to go around, but so let's just see. I'm just going to, and I put some really wild notes in, and they're kind of by voice. So let's just see. So let's see. What's annoying? It says, what's annoying? What's annoying is when there's a fumble. Oh, that's right. So I was making a note about, could have been Monday night. I don't remember, but. No, this was from Sunday, this note. But it's like when there's a fumble in a football game and, you know, there's a massive scurry for the ball, right? Everyone's grappling for it, and then there's a big pile, and then they start pulling people off the pile. I'll tell you what, you know what's annoying? And this is me as a like 40-year football fan. I've been watching it that long. Well, actually a little longer, is when, like, the guys, the rest of the players from both teams are signaling first down, they got it, waving their gloved hands in the direction of the field that they're going, right? Both sides are going, just politicking, just trying to sell it, right? And you haven't seen a ball. You haven't seen the ball yet. You haven't even seen the guy that has the ball. I mean, he's about three layers deep, right? But it's like, what fucking official is just going to go, fucking Aaron Donald says they got it, so I guess I'll just go off what he's saying, right? Like, no, come on, man. Or, you know, the official is just going to go, he seems like a stand-up guy. I'll believe him. He says it's there, so I guess I'll give it to him, right? And then, okay, so what else do I got here? And you know what else is annoying? Oh, this is it, yeah. So the other thing is, and I don't know, maybe you can kind of, sympathize with this or recognize this or it speaks to you in a personal way. I don't know. But, you know, when you go to, like, a gas station and they're advertising, you know, they've got two different prices. So they've got the cash price, say it's like $3.89. And then the debit credit price is like $3.99, you know. Then there's the middle price. And then there's the super unleaded, right? The premium, rather. Like, who's getting the middle one? Are there people that just get the middle one? Does anybody get the middle one? Right? Is that just... I don't know. I'm not a gas aficionado, but when you pull in there and it says $3.89, right? And so I've been to plenty of ARCO AMPM gas stations where it's like, if you use debit, which 95% of us probably do, or more, sometimes you get the cash price by using debit, and sometimes you don't. What is the determining factor, right? Like, again, if you get a credit card, like, it's credit. That's definitely credit. But sometimes you use a debit, and they're like, oh, that's as good as cash. And it should be, but sometimes it ain't. Like, what's the difference? So, yeah, it's very much like Festivus. It's like, I got... I got a bone to pick with you people, right? I guess so. Like, that's the way I'll probably eventually evolve, is just kind of creating my own holiday. I'm going to have the, you know, there'll be the Festivus pole. I'm going to drag that out of the closet. And then there'll be the feats of strength, you know. What the hell? And then I put, I'll never listen to All I Want for Christmas the same again after learning this chilling fact. I'll never listen to All I Want. All I Want for Christmas. What the hell was I thinking there? I don't know. Okay. But, I don't know. It seems like, I don't know what's going on there. It just seems like every day it gets incrementally and exponentially stranger. And it bums me out a little. The way that I look at, like, the centrifuge of entrepreneurial practices, right? It's hard to say, entrepreneurial practices, has created, you know, frenetic geniuses like Elon. But that centrifuge, then it isolates the strongest swimmers in the centrifuge. But the rest of them are just kind of, they're cast in, the rest of society is just cast into this kind of dead-end mind-numbing job. Like I was saying when I picked up my youngest in Santa Cruz, and we stopped into that fast food place. Like, fast food, is there anything more depressing than fast food? Maybe more specifically, like, being inside the fast food place. Like, it's just the dumbing down of America. Like, you can't hold conversations with the people there, because deviated thought has been kind of worked out of them, or pounded out of them, or driven out of them in some fashion. Like, it just seems to me like they don't have a thought that they don't feel like they are allowed to kind of share, if they have one, outside of what is expected of them in that role, right? Like, they're just the drone from Sector 7G, right? Like, it's like Homer Simpson. But what's even more what bums me out is when you see older, more specifically, like, older women, for example, that are working at fast food, because that means something happened. Like, there's something in their life that just didn't kind of go quite right, and they're picking up the slack somehow, and it's like, I don't know, I really empathize with situations like nobody... Unless you're like an 18-year-old pot-headed kid, nobody's really like deliberately like getting excited for their role at Burger King. You know, waking up fresh and going, all right, the Lord's blessed me with another day to go work at Burger King. Like, that 8 hours of your life just over time is like an empty void of nothingness and a vacuum of hell. Just... That's brutal. And although my son seemed to handle it all right, but there again, he was an 18-year-old pothead. Like, that's who should be running fast food places, just teenage potheads. And just let them fucking get after it with the weed, because, I don't know, it'd make them a little more entertaining, right? Maybe they have something interesting to say, right? And... Yeah, although it worries me sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes, like I don't smoke weed with my son. He knows that I smoke, and I know that he smokes. But we're not quite, I don't know. There is still kind of like an, a generational gap there that exists that I don't feel completely comfortable just sparking up and having a dube with the old boy, right? But I don't mind. I have absolutely no, like, I don't like alcohol. Like, it would be worse. It's weird because you feel like you could have a beer with your son. I've had a beer with my dad. And, you know, that's kind of been acceptable behavior in our society. But, like, I don't know. Weed just seems like it's... weed is so much less harmful. But somehow it's okay if we have a couple of drinks with our kids or our parents or our family or whatever at dinner. But, yeah, there's just a weird thing around that. But alcohol is so destructive. And it's like back in the day, it was like everybody, you know, like when we were in high school or in college, you know, it was just like, let's get fucked up, you know, and just hope like you don't crash into something or crash into a, you know, crash your car or just get in a fight. Or it's always just, you know, stuff that typically doesn't happen with weed. That's I think the one saving grace with my son is that at least he's not loud and obnoxious in one of those kind of like where he's like, time to go get the keg, bro. Let's go get some beers, bro. You know, or one some obnoxious bullshit like that, you know. And but at the same time, it's like, so he's on his way right now, or no, well, as we speak, when this podcast comes out, he's going to be in Disneyland. But as I'm recording, he's on his way down there. Him and his buddy Jesse, one of the Jessies. The other Jesse didn't. He decided to stay home because they're going to be down there till like Christmas Eve. Like, I can't believe his mom's head didn't explode when she's like, I'm leaving on. He's like, because his birthday is yesterday, and then Christmas Eve is when he comes back. So he left on his birthday and coming back Christmas Eve. Like, he just knocked out two pinnacle, good like holiday or celebratory days that his mom could have really taken advantage of, and he's like, I'm out. Later, see you in the funny papers. But so he's dry. Oh, this guy, he just makes me nuts sometimes. But as of Wednesday, he almost didn't get to go because his car probably won't make it over the grapevine down into SoCal. His mom's car won't. They just drive locally. Like, they can drive locally for till the end of time, but if any lengthy trip, it's like, it's just, she's got like an 04 Honda Pilot and his RAV4 is like a 98 or something, so it's just like, ugh. And he's too young to rent a car. Amtrak's booked up. Greyhound's out of the question. So he's like, so he calls me Wednesday night. He's like, I got a problem. I don't know if I'm going to go, you know, and I could sense this anger kind of underneath. And I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, well, because originally he was going to take Jesse's parents' car. They have like I think it's like a Honda Civic or something. But like Tuesday or Wednesday, like there was something, like they discovered some kind of noise coming from the car. They're like, well, we need to put it in the shop, but they couldn't put it in the shop until like, I think like yesterday or today, when they were already supposed to be on the road. And he's like, you know, I can't believe they did this to me. Like, he thought that it was like some kind of, it sounded like he was almost taking it personally, but I know he's not like that. It's not, but I think it's kind of the, One byproduct I think that I've seen from some potheads is like, there's kind of a reason they smoke weed, because there's an kind of a, sometimes they have emotional stuff going on that probably the weed kind of alleviates it. Like, I get worked up. I know that. I know he's like an ADD, ADHD friggin', you know, autistic, Asperger, Bell's palsy. He's got a lot of shit going on. He's wild. And he's too amped up. And But I did. I wouldn't let him take his Adderall. Like he growing up, he was supposed to be taking Adderall, and I tried that shit. I'm like, bro, this is like cocaine. Like, why would I give a child cocaine, right? Or meth? It's like meth. Like, I'm not giving my son meth. Fuck you. So I took it. But I could sense underneath him, he was like, there's an anger. Like they were plotting against him, you know? Like Elon Musk must feel sometimes, like when all these cultural icons like Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin say, like, man, you're not going to be able to break into the space industry. All these heroes of his that just kind of basically just shit on him and ripped his heart out. I mean, he took it, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But so my son, I think, must have had the same kind of, maybe a similar kind of just a rage underneath it, but it was unfounded. And I called him. I said, man, don't, you know, learn from this. Don't harbor that kind of anger, man. Like, recognize it for what it is and just let it go and just be bigger than it, you know, and move on. Well, and then it all worked out in the end, but, so he, well, I guess he, his buddy Jesse's sister, they worked on her to borrow her car. She's got like, I guess, a Volvo. Hopefully it's a newer Volvo. And, but she's charging them. Well, she's charging Jesse like $200. Like, that's fucking brutal, man. You fuck your own family like that. But that's out of my jurisdiction. I don't know what to tell you. And, but my son, he has, but after the phone call, after I said, you know, harness that anger. Don't let it, you know, run your life, run your day, you know, like run the day before it runs you. And, he's like, so eventually he was like, yeah, you know what? And I rolled like 7 joints, and you know what? If we don't go, it's okay. Like, I just, you know, I'm going to try and maybe get my money back from the hotels. I got seven joints and 3 blunts that I can just have. I can smoke to myself. I'm like, see, there's like a fucking silver greenish lining, a greenish, anyway. But, yeah, so he seemed, so he felt, I don't know. I get it. I get his thought process. He probably felt like he was being cock blocked. You know, Elon probably, there's like a chip on your shoulder, right? Elon feels like I think that's what motivates him, is to kind of rise above like the haters, all those people like that are commenting on that stupid Outside magazine Instagram reel, right? But it fuels you, you know? Like the other part of the news cycle I was reading this morning was, I guess my boy Brady, TB12, has a podcast called Let's Go. I should probably download that. How come I'm not listening to that? But he had, he must have had Christian McCaffrey on the other day. And he's getting everybody to vote for McCaffrey as MVP. He wants to see him win MVP. And he could, he should. Dude's got like, what, 21 plus games, scoring a TD, a rushing TD. And he's a badass. I mean, Jesus, he's Christian McCaffrey. I mean, Christian McCaffrey. Like, does that guy have any downside? Good looking, athletic, on a team's probably going to win the Super Bowl this year. I think he's dating like Olivia Culpo, I think is her name. One of those, some freaking smoking hot smoke show. And he looks like a choir boy, you know? And but he's just got wheels. And, but anyway, he asked, in the article I was reading, related to the podcast, he must have asked Brady if he'd ever root for the Niners. And he's like, nope. Like, they passed me, he goes, they passed me 6 times in 6 rounds. Because Brady was drafted in the 6th round, like the 199th pick. So he got passed over by the Niners 6 times. He's like, fuck them. And I know that from his playing days. Like, he made it a point to just skull fuck them every time he played them, because that's where he wanted to play. He's from San Mateo, right? He went to the same high school as Barry Bonds. You know, another San Francisco staple, a San Francisco treat, like Rice-A-Roni. But he's like, nah, fuck them. I'll never, never root for the Niners. And, you know, that's hate, man. that's a chip on your shoulder, man. But that's what's up, you know? Like, you know, it's like, it's what drives guys like Elon. That's what guys, that drives guys like Brady. The dude has got 7 Super Bowl rings. 7 winning Super Bowl rings. He's 7-3 in Super Bowls. He's played in 10 Super Bowls. Every other year he played, he was in the AFC Championship or the NFC Championship. Take your pick. So yeah. There's like, you know, it's like Jordan. Like, he's like, he is you. If you're his adversary, if you're his opponent, you just made the list, buddy. I'm doing everything I can in my power to, I hate you for the next 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever the game, whatever the, if it's basketball, football, whatever. Like, you, I'm going to do everything in my power to demoralize you. And, I don't know. It gets shit done. I mean, look at Elon, man. The dude's out there, he was outdoors on an outdoor assembly line building cars with his sleeves rolled. This dude spends more time on the assembly line floor than some of his workers. Like, it's just weird. It's obsessive. But, you know, so a little anger, I guess, doesn't hurt. I mean, that's what this podcast is, you know. Like, fuck those antlers on the cars. Fuck those antlers. Fuck those reindeer car. That's the worst fucking stupid shit. But anyhow, okay. All right. I've overstayed my welcome. I get it. All right. So, let it be known. Anger can take you pretty far. All right. God, that's a horrible thing to say. Anyway, I gotta go. I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, babies.